And good morning, this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We are getting the chance to promote a weekend of art in Mercer County around Aledo, the third annual MC Art Collective Art Gala going on Saturday at the Aledo Opera House. We're speaking with Tara Gittinger and Maya Ballmer, who helped put on the event. So I guess before we talk about the 2025 version of the gala, we can maybe look back at the first one and just speak a little bit about kind of where this idea came from and how you've been able to kind of put it in practice, I guess, now into year three.
Sure. The idea came from just a dream, I guess. And everybody needed something to look forward to during COVID. And so we kind of came up with this, and everybody is just really on board, and we just really love it.
Yeah, just we had a meeting together for the MC Art Collective at Ferg's. Yeah, and it just, there was a lot of interest, and everyone that attended that meeting, you could tell that there was just a lot of energy and a lot of, I think it was a good group to work together for something like this, and it just kind of turned into something incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, what type of feedback have you received on this event from people who've been a part of it? Because to me, at least, it feels like each year from its inception a couple of years ago to now, just a couple of days away from, you know, the third one taking place, it feels like there's been a steady increase in, you know, popularity, maybe you could say, or crowd size or just excitement heading into the event. So, I mean, does it feel like this is an event that continues to grow?
Word has definitely spread quickly, I think, and I feel like, yeah, there's more people that are attending every year. We are expecting even a bigger crowd this year, especially we added another element. We have VIP tickets, so we're able to sell. It's a free event, but we were able to sell 40 seats in the mezzanine at the Opera House for the VIP, and all of that money, again, will just go towards the collective, MCR Collective, and they will get a VIP print that will be signed and numbered, and the artist that we chose for that was Ashley Appleby. So I opened it up to AP students to do a poster or a print for that, and I had two of them that did those posters, and then we chose Ashley Appleby's.
Yes.
So the event gets underway in full at 6:30 at the Aledo Opera House on Saturday with kind of the live bidding portion there. The doors open though at 5:30, where a silent auction begins at that time as well. So can you kind of run down the full schedule of what the event will look like on Saturday?
Sure. We have a couple special cool things that we're, I don't know if we should share.
Just say it.
Okay. So we are having the Mercer County Fair Queens roll out a red carpet. Doors will open. We have a 4-piece string quartet playing to welcome our guests and in for the mingle and bidding section of the event. Then comes
we have some paparazzi.
Paparazzi that are going to be there taking picture of everybody in their fanciness on the red carpet walking into the beautiful Opera House.
And those are some photography students who signed up to do that. So that'll be exciting and kind of a fun, different experience for them.
And after all of that, live bidding starts at 6:30. Upon paddle registration, you can start your silent bidding. And then that will be going at the same time as live bidding. And then
we also have something kind of exciting. Christina Shaver shared a film. It was an edit from their documentary on Gertrude Abercrombie that they're still working on. But they were here during the first year, the inaugural gala. I shouldn't have tried to even say that word. It's too early in the morning. They just tried to put together, like, I think it's a 7-minute film edit that we're going to share at the end of the art walk tomorrow night at the band shell, actually. Rusty Ruggles said he'd get that set up for us. And then also we're going to share it at the art gala.
Yes.
So the event, which you alluded to earlier, is something that, you know, raises funds for local artists, where I know a portion of the money raised for the projects themselves go to the, you know, kid who created them. And again, this is for, you know, pre-K through 12th grade students, plus some, you know, art alumni from the Mercer County School District as well. Plus the money also goes towards different, you know, maybe trips or scholarships for artists as well locally. So can you kind of speak more in depth about where that money goes that is raised at the event each year?
Yeah, absolutely. So 25% of it goes directly back to the students. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool opportunity for them to make a little money off of this and see how their art really can produce something. And
yes.
And all of that time and effort, they really, you know, they can make something off of that. And then the money in the past, we have used it for trips. We go to Chicago and they are a full agenda, lots of things, museums. We take the train up. We have stayed overnight. We met the film crew there one year. And we got to look at the Gertrude Abercrombie that's at the Art Institute. And they did some filming there, too. So yeah, we've just had lots of cool opportunities that we were able to do because of this art gala. And we wouldn't have been able to stay overnight and do all these other things.
Right. And scholarship-wise, there was no monetary scholarships for artists in our district. And so we fixed that. And we have given 4 away this so far, right?
I think 4.
Yeah. So that's incredible. And we saw a need and we filled it. So go art.
Yeah, all right. So again, like I just touched on, pre-K through seniors in the district, plus, you know, alumni too, where you get to see a nice mix, obviously, of age and different types of pieces too, which I think is a pretty cool part of the event too. I mean, so what about that aspect of it, having kids as young as, you know, pre-K involved in this up to kids who are in college, basically?
I think you're just setting the tone early, and they understand that art is just as important as any other subject or any other extracurricular.
Yes.
You know, it is a big deal, and we're proving that by the numbers and the crowds and all of the attention that this is getting. So yeah. It's been absolutely incredible. Gives me the chills to think about,
yes.
like, what's happening, and it's just growing every year. And, yeah, I mean.
People are excited.
Yep.
So outside of the gala, you mentioned tomorrow night, Thursday, you're hosting the Art Walk, which is through downtown Alito. You see artwork displayed in businesses in downtown Alito, including WRMJ, by
yes.
the way, in our window. So that's kind of a cool, you know, preview for the event, right? Where you get to kind of go walk down, get a look at some of the pieces that'll be auctioned off, right?
Yeah,
sure. They get to window shop.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, last thing before we wrap up with you guys, just want to give you a chance, you know, to speak to maybe someone who's listening who hasn't, you know, been to one of the first two art galas but has heard about it, maybe on the fence about coming and taking part and bidding on pieces of artwork created by, you know, local students here. Why should someone come, you know, in your eyes? What's a reason why you should come out and support?
What other chance do you get to come to a free event that you can do? It's black tie optional, so you can dress up, which is fun on its own, but then just to watch all of the kids have their artwork bid on and watch their faces, their reactions. It's incredible. It's a fun energy, so we highly recommend that you give it a try.
Yeah,
you won't regret
it. Faces are definitely my favorite part. The surprise of the kids when their piece goes for hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars. And it's at the Opera House, too, which is
house,
a really
yeah.
cool venue. So
yeah.
So again, it's the 3rd annual MC Art Collective Art Gala set for Saturday night at the Alito Opera House, underway in full at 6:30, doors open at 5:30 on Saturday night. The group also putting on the Art Walk through downtown Alito on Thursday to give you a chance to take a look at the artwork that will be auctioned off as part of the event on Saturday night. Maya Ballmer, Tara Gittinger, should be a fun, full weekend of art. Appreciate the time, guys. Looking forward to it. Always a fun event.
Thanks,
Thank you, Ty.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.